All picked up and getting the cemetery cleaned up, and everything's going pretty smooth.
After the meeting, I need to talk to you.
Okay, all righty.
Bryce, Street Department, we've went through our first round of leaf pickup, and we're going around just picking up at random now, so.
Gordon Becker, Fire Department. We're up to 2,459 runs for the year. Our annual Christmas ornament there for you, for your tree. And also, like I say, I think it's the first time, but we bought fire trucks from Ferrara, and I think it's the first time that
our picture, our truck made the...
We are July.
July. We are July.
Centerfold.
I think that is the first.
For a naked truck.
For this July right here.
Had to say it.
Mr. July.
Yeah, do you name your trucks? I guess I never asked that question.
Well, this one's named Rescue Boy.
Terry Barmas, Director of the Animal Shelter. I've got some good news and bad news. The bad news is I had two people out sick, and one of them was the girl that does all this, and she knows where she ends and where she begins. The good news is it's going to be high numbers because we've got about every dog that was outside in. So, in fact, we were still adopting when I left. So, Christmas coming and, you know, puppies for the kids and this and that. So I'm hoping by the time I give another report, they're all in, and the numbers should be pretty high on the dogs that have went out. Okay. Yeah, it's looking good. Thanks.
Phil Cooper, Sound Inspector. We issued 25 permits since 11/26. Junk and debris, 8. Notice of violations, 42.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. We are up to about 10,370 calls for the year. In the month of November, we had 59 arrests. Additionally, 10 juvenile arrests. We have currently an additional 11 cases filed with the prosecutor waiting to hear about charges. About 75 citations in November and 27 additional misdemeanor citations issued. I would like to also report that all of our officers on the department have completed all the required training for the year. Most officers have well over the amount that's required, but there are certain requirements that we have to meet every year. All of those are taken care of, so that plus all the extras are taken care of. Thank you.
Thanks. We'll move on to old business. Share the road signs.
You got some on that?
I just don't know if Mr. Alden's had a chance, if there's any liability issues that we need to worry about for the bike committee.
The answer is yes. There's always left there.
You're in this pay again.
But there are none that are insurmountable. I think that as long as they're within our right of way, and it's all like any other of our informational signs that you find. And
So we need to make a motion to approve this committee's intent today. I think they had 6 locations that they had proposed to us. So I'll make a motion that we approve the motion from the Share the Road Signs Committee for placement as previously designated.
And I'll second your motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. So you'll let Amber know about that.
Yeah,
great. Great.
Okay, moving on to new business. Resident only parking sign at 1332 Bus Run. Sheila Holman.
Stand right here.
Can you come up to the microphone if you would, please? If you could just state your name and address for the record.
Sheila Holloman, 1332 Busman. And I had originally wrote a letter last May to get a residential-only parking sign. The people across the street, they have four vehicles and two drivers. They are constantly in front of my house. I have one access into my house, to my garage. They have an alley that they, the whole block has an alley but me. And I put it on hold. I thought maybe we could work it out, but
okay.
We can't. And I was recently told that this is a courtesy type sign. Well, these people would not be courteous. So if I can't enforce it, that's what I want to know. If I can enforce it, I want to go ahead with it.
So, go ahead, Mayor. Oh, I was just going to say, I mean, if we would approve a resident-only parking sign, there's a cost involved to you from the city as far as making and installing that sign, and then there's an annual permit. So did you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So the question is, if we would grant that, then you that's something you'd be willing to do. Okay.
But I needed to find out if it was enforceable. I didn't.
Sure. Yeah. If somebody parks in your spot when that sign's up, then you call the police and they would come over and
go ahead.
Yeah. So.
$90 for the initial fee and then $25 a year there.
Pardon me?
$90 is the initial fee and then it's $25 a year.
Yeah, no, that's what I was told.
So, and there's, as far as we know, there's not any other conflict in that block or anything else that's going to be, there's not any other business or anything else that's
no,
going to be.
No, he has
all residential, right?
He does have a business. That's what, this week, he's not been parking there. His worker's been parking there, and then they take his work van and do their, it's called residential and commercial services.
Okay. He runs a business out of his home?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the resident-only parking sign at 1332 Busserin as requested.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Okay, hopefully that will help you.
Do I pay tonight?
I don't think you have to pay tonight. I think they'll bill you.
Or come into the clerk's.
We'll come in after we install this. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Sure.
Next up is handicap-only parking sign at 222 South 3rd, Randall Fields.
I'm Randall Fields' stepdad. My name is William Roach. Anyway, Randall Fields was did a storm war several years ago, and he got handicapped, and he's in a wheelchair mostly. And he lives here on 222 South 3rd. And I'd like to have a sign put out there with wheelchair, no parking. And sure appreciate it. I live down on 320 Barnett.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Mr. Fields couldn't be here this evening, or?
What's that?
He wasn't able to attend here this evening himself.
No.
And this is near Reveille, or?
It's across the street there from the school there. 222 South 3rd, right over here.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how would, so if they, if there's a, so this, I mean.
It's handicapped only. If you have anybody in town with a handicapped plate that can park there, it's the only issue.
Right.
Not specific.
Right.
Is he familiar with that?
What?
It's handicap only, but anyone that's got handicap plate can park there.
No, he's handicapped. Well,
but no, anyone else got to.
Yeah. If we put a handicapped only parking spot there, then somebody coming to Reveille that would be handicapped could park there.
But right? If they've got a where they can, you know, they have a thing in the window or whatever you got.
Right, but I mean, I think he's looking, I mean, I guess the question is whether or not he's looking more for resident-only parking, and the question is, how compromising is that to the neighborhood and the surrounding area? I don't know if you have an opinion on that, Chief, or, I mean...
I will tell you that it's a very congested area. My mom lives a half block from the bay also.
Right.
She's lucky enough, she has a driveway that she's able to park up in, but...
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with the handicap. The only problem with having a handicap parking space is anyone in that area, maybe coming to an event at the church or at the school, may be able to park in that where he couldn't get in.
Right.
If he was away and came back. But, I mean, that's...
Start with the handicap. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a cost involved in the...
It's $25.
It's $25 for...
What's that?
But that's waived, is that what you said?
$90 for 5 years.
Okay.
$25.
Okay. It would just be $25 a year for him.
$25 a year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
When do you think you get it in there? When do you think you put that in there?
Steve's not here, is he?
It's actually Bryce.
Bryce.
Oh, Bryce. I mean, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Well, Bryce is still here.
And then
get
it put up.
Okay. As soon as he could get in to pay for it, we can get it up.
What's that?
As soon as he could come in to pay the permit, then we could get somebody.
How much you want me to pay? $25?
$25.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I can do that just anytime.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll bring a check over tomorrow for it.
Okay. Okay. So I'll make a motion that we approve a handicap parking sign to be placed in front of 222 South 3rd.
That's right.
I'll second the motion.
I live over here on 320 Barnett,
mm-hmm.
and the alley goes down.
Right.
And back of my house and Pat Frederick's funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
We have holes in that alley.
Mm-hmm.
Foot or two deep. And one time they put a bunch of sand out there in them holes.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't no good at all.
Okay.
We need something that's real good in there.
We'll have Bryce take a look at that. Great. Thank you for coming.
Motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Last is opening bids for the 2013 janitorial services for City Hall. First is Paula Allen. And the bid is $10,000 per year for City Hall and Police Department headquarters, and $8,000 per year for River. Piece of Pepper. Total bid is $22,000. Is from Clean Right Janitorial Services. Their bid is for $1,000 a month.
$12,000 for both?
Yeah, it says. Clean Right will clean all buildings for $1,000 per month.
Okay.
Can we take these under advisement since it's a new change?
Okay. So I'll second Mr. Blunt's motion to take the bids under advisement so we can get more information about the companies and the what that would entail. So surely the pavilion cleaning is on an as-needed basis, or does that happen routinely?
Routinely, because there's restrooms that have been cleaned.
Okay, so it's a routine.
Yeah.
Right, okay. All right.
Okay. Motion is second. All in favor?
Aye. The Allen total, Dave didn't hear that. Allen's.
18 for City Hall.
18 total.
18 total, right.
18, 22, and
12, okay.
Okay. Anybody have anything in the miscellaneous?
Motion adjourned.
We're adjourned.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, this is your last.